The mindful way through anxiety, break free from chronic worry and reclaim your life. By Susan M. Orsillo and Elizabeth Romer. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Mindful Way Through Anxiety, Break Free from Chronic Worry and Reclaim Your Life by Susan M. Orsillo and Elizabeth Romer is a book that provides readers with an evidence-based approach to managing anxiety. The authors provide practical strategies for understanding, accepting, and responding to anxious thoughts in order to break free from chronic worry and reclaim one's life. The book begins by discussing the nature of anxiety, its causes, symptoms, and effects on people's lives. It then introduces mindfulness as a way of being present in the moment without judgment or attachment to thoughts or feelings. This allows us to observe our experience without getting caught up in it or reacting automatically. The authors explain how this can help us become aware of our anxious thoughts so we can respond more effectively instead of letting them control us. The book also covers topics such as recognizing unhelpful thinking patterns, developing self-compassion, learning relaxation techniques, using cognitive restructuring, challenging negative beliefs, setting realistic goals, building healthy relationships, engaging in meaningful activities, creating balance between work, life demands, dealing with difficult emotions like fear and anger, finding meaning through spirituality/religion/philosophy, etc., cultivating resilience through adversity, etc. In addition, the authors provide guidance on how to create an individualized plan for managing anxiety based on these principles. They emphasize that recovery is not linear but rather involves setbacks along the way, which should be seen as opportunities for growth rather than failures. Overall, The Mindful Way Through Anxiety offers readers a comprehensive guide for understanding their own unique experiences with anxiety while providing practical tools they can use to manage it more effectively over time. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Mindfulness. Mindfulness is a practice of being aware of the present moment and accepting it without judgment. It can help to reduce anxiety by allowing us to observe our thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. Main idea number 2. Cognitive behavioral therapy. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is a form of psychotherapy that helps to identify and change unhelpful thinking patterns and behaviors that can lead to anxiety. Main idea number 3. Acceptance. Acceptance is an important part of managing anxiety. It involves recognizing and accepting our thoughts and feelings without judgment or trying to change them. Main idea number 4. Self-compassion. Self-compassion is an important part of managing anxiety. It involves being kind and understanding to ourselves when we are feeling anxious or overwhelmed. Main idea number 5. Mindful breathing. Mindful breathing is a practice of focusing on the breath and using it to bring awareness to the present moment. It can help to reduce anxiety by calming the body and mind. Main idea number 6. Mindful movement. Mindful movement is a practice of being aware of the body and its movements. It can help to reduce anxiety by allowing us to be present in the moment and to focus on the sensations of the body. Main idea number 7. Mindful eating. Mindful eating is a practice of being aware of the body and its sensations while eating. It can help to reduce anxiety by allowing us to be present in the moment and to focus on the sensations of the body. Main idea number 8. Mindful thinking. Mindful thinking is a practice of being aware of our thoughts and allowing them to come and go without judgment. It can help to reduce anxiety by allowing us to observe our thoughts without getting caught up in them. Main idea number 9. Mindful communication. Mindful communication is a practice of being aware of our words and how they affect others. It can help to reduce anxiety by allowing us to be present in the moment and to focus on the impact of our words. Main idea number 10. Mindful listening. Mindful listening is a practice of being aware of our thoughts and feelings while listening to others. It can help to reduce anxiety by allowing us to be present in the moment and to focus on the impact of our words. Main idea number 11. Mindful relationships. Mindful relationships are relationships that are based on being aware of our thoughts and feelings and how they affect others. It can help to reduce anxiety by allowing us to be present in the moment and to focus on the impact of our words. Main idea number 12. Mindful self-care. Mindful self-care is a practice of being aware of our needs and taking care of ourselves. It can help to reduce anxiety by allowing us to be present in the moment and to focus on our own needs. Main idea number 13. Mindful stress management. Mindful stress management is a practice of being aware of our thoughts and feelings and how they affect our stress levels. It can help to reduce anxiety by allowing us to be present in the moment and to focus on the impact of our thoughts and feelings. Main idea number 14. Mindful problem solving. Mindful problem solving is a practice of being aware of our thoughts and feelings and how they affect our ability to solve problems. It can help to reduce anxiety by allowing us to be present in the moment and to focus on the impact of our thoughts and feelings. Main idea number 15. Mindful relaxation. Mindful relaxation is a practice of being aware of our thoughts and feelings and how they affect our ability to relax. It can help to reduce anxiety by allowing us to be present in the moment and to focus on the impact of our thoughts and feelings. Main idea number 16. Mindful coping. Mindful coping is a practice of being aware of our thoughts and feelings and how they affect our ability to cope with difficult situations. It can help to reduce anxiety by allowing us to be present in the moment and to focus on the impact of our thoughts and feelings. Main idea number 17. Mindful self-reflection. Mindful self-reflection is a practice of being aware of our thoughts and feelings and how they affect our self-reflection. It can help to reduce anxiety by allowing us to be present in the moment and to focus on the impact of our thoughts and feelings. Main idea number 18. Mindful goal setting. Mindful goal setting is a practice of being aware of our thoughts and feelings and how they affect our ability to set and achieve goals. It can help to reduce anxiety by allowing us to be present in the moment and to focus on the impact of our thoughts and feelings. Main idea number 19. Mindful decision making. Mindful decision making is a practice of being aware of our thoughts and feelings and how they affect our ability to make decisions. It can help to reduce anxiety by allowing us to be present in the moment and to focus on the impact of our thoughts and feelings. Main idea number 20. Mindful living. Mindful living is a practice of being aware of our thoughts and feelings and how they affect our daily lives. It can help to reduce anxiety by allowing us to be present in the moment and to focus on the impact of our thoughts and feelings. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Mindfulness is a practice of being aware of the present moment and accepting it without judgment. It involves paying attention to our thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations in an open and non-judgmental way. This can help us to become more aware of how we are feeling in any given moment, allowing us to respond rather than react to situations. Mindfulness also helps us recognize when we are getting caught up in unhelpful thought patterns or behaviors that may be contributing to anxiety. By practicing mindfulness regularly, we can learn how to observe our thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. We can begin to notice patterns that may be causing or exacerbating our anxiety, such as rumination on negative events or catastrophizing about future outcomes. With this awareness comes the opportunity for change. By recognizing these patterns, we can start making conscious choices about how we want to think and act instead. Mindfulness has been shown through research studies to reduce symptoms of anxiety significantly over time with regular practice. It is a powerful tool for managing stress levels and improving overall well-being. Main idea number 2. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, is a form of psychotherapy that helps to identify and change unhelpful thinking patterns and behaviors that can lead to anxiety. CBT focuses on the connection between thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. It teaches individuals how to recognize their own negative thought patterns, challenge them with evidence-based techniques, and replace them with more helpful ones. Through this process, people learn how to manage their emotions in healthier ways so they can better cope with stressors. The goal of CBT is not only to reduce symptoms of anxiety but also help individuals develop skills for long-term success in managing their mental health. This includes learning how to identify triggers for anxious thoughts or behavior, developing strategies for calming down when feeling overwhelmed, understanding the impact of lifestyle choices such as diet or exercise on mood, and building self-confidence through positive reinforcement. In addition, CBT encourages individuals to practice mindfulness, the ability to be aware of one's present moment experience without judgment, as a way of gaining insight into themselves and responding more effectively in challenging situations. By combining cognitive restructuring techniques with mindful awareness practices, people are able to gain greater control over their emotional responses. Main idea number 3. Acceptance is an essential part of managing anxiety. It involves recognizing and acknowledging our thoughts and feelings without judgment or trying to change them. This can be difficult, as we often want to avoid uncomfortable emotions or try to push away anxious thoughts. However, acceptance allows us to move forward in a more productive way by allowing us to observe our anxieties without getting caught up in them. When we practice acceptance, it helps us become aware of the present moment instead of ruminating on past events or worrying about future outcomes. We can learn how to accept ourselves for who we are and recognize that our anxieties do not define us. Acceptance also encourages self-compassion, which can help reduce stress levels and increase resilience. By practicing acceptance, we can begin to understand why certain situations trigger anxiety for us and develop strategies for coping with these triggers in healthier ways. We may even find that some of our worries are unfounded when viewed from a different perspective. Ultimately, accepting our anxieties rather than fighting against them gives us the freedom to live life more fully. Main idea number 4. Self-compassion is an important part of managing anxiety. It involves being kind and understanding to ourselves when we are feeling anxious or overwhelmed. This means recognizing that everyone experiences difficult emotions, including fear and worry, and allowing ourselves to be vulnerable in the face of these feelings without judgment or criticism. Self-compassion also involves taking a balanced approach to our mistakes and failures, acknowledging them but not dwelling on them excessively. When we practice self-compassion, it can help us become more aware of our thoughts and feelings so that we can respond with greater clarity rather than reacting impulsively out of fear or distress. We can learn how to accept our imperfections as part of being human while still striving for personal growth. By cultivating self-compassion, we create a safe space within ourselves where we can explore our anxieties without feeling ashamed or embarrassed. Main idea number 5. Mindful breathing is a powerful tool for reducing anxiety and calming the body and mind. It involves focusing on the breath, noticing its sensations in the body, and allowing it to be as it is without judgment or expectation. By bringing awareness to each inhale and exhale, we can become more present in our lives and better able to manage difficult emotions. Mindful breathing helps us recognize when our thoughts are spiraling out of control so that we can take steps to bring ourselves back into balance. When practicing mindful breathing, it's important to find a comfortable position where you can sit or lie down with your spine straight but relaxed. Begin by taking several deep breaths through your nose while counting slowly from 1 to 5 on each inhalation and exhalation. As you breathe, focus on how the air feels entering your nostrils before traveling down into your lungs, then exiting again through your mouth or nose. Notice any physical sensations such as tightness in the chest or shoulders that may arise during this process. Once you have established a steady rhythm of mindful breathing, allow yourself time to simply observe what comes up without trying to change anything about it. Simply notice whatever arises with curiosity rather than judgment. If distracting thoughts come up during this practice, which they likely will, gently acknowledge them before returning attention back onto the breath. Main idea number 6. Mindful movement is a practice of being aware of the body and its movements. It involves paying attention to how your body feels as you move, noticing any sensations that arise in different parts of the body, and focusing on the breath while moving. This type of mindful movement can help to reduce anxiety by allowing us to be present in the moment and to focus on the sensations of our bodies rather than worrying about what might happen next or ruminating over past events. By bringing awareness to our physical experience, we can become more connected with ourselves and better able to manage difficult emotions. When practicing mindful movement, it's important not to judge yourself or compare your performance with others. Instead, focus on simply being aware of each sensation as it arises without trying too hard or pushing yourself beyond your limits. You may find that certain types of movements are easier for you than others. This is perfectly normal. The goal is simply to observe how your body moves without judgment. Mindful movement can also be used as a form of self-care when feeling overwhelmed by stress or anxious thoughts. Taking time out from daily activities for some gentle stretching or yoga poses can help bring balance back into life and provide an opportunity for relaxation. Main idea number 7. Mindful eating is a practice of being aware and present in the moment while eating. It involves paying attention to physical sensations such as hunger, fullness, taste, texture, temperature, and smell. Mindful eating can help reduce anxiety by allowing us to focus on the present moment rather than worrying about what has happened or might happen in the future. By focusing on our body's sensations, we can become more aware of how much food we need to feel satisfied and nourished. When engaging in mindful eating, it is important to be non-judgmental towards ourselves and our food choices. We should not label foods as good or bad, but instead recognize that all foods have their place within a balanced diet. Additionally, it is important to take time for meals without distractions such as television or phone so that we can truly savor each bite. By practicing mindful eating regularly, we can learn how to better listen to our body's cues, which will lead us towards healthier habits overall. This practice also helps us become more aware of emotional triggers related to food so that we may make conscious decisions when choosing what and how much we eat. Main idea number 8. Mindful thinking is a practice of being aware of our thoughts and allowing them to come and go without judgment. It encourages us to observe our thoughts objectively, rather than getting caught up in them or letting them control us. This can help reduce anxiety by allowing us to recognize when we are having anxious thoughts, but not get overwhelmed by them. Mindful thinking also helps us become more aware of the present moment, which can be calming and grounding. When practicing mindful thinking, it's important to remember that there is no right or wrong way to think. Instead, we should simply observe our thoughts without judging ourselves for having them. We can then choose how we want to respond, or not respond, to those thoughts. For example, if an anxious thought arises about something that happened in the past or might happen in the future, we can acknowledge it without getting stuck on it. Mindful thinking allows us to take a step back from our worries and anxieties so that they don't consume all of our energy and attention. With regular practice over time, this technique can help reduce overall levels of stress and anxiety while increasing feelings of peace and contentment. Main idea number 9. Mindful communication is a practice of being aware of our words and how they affect others. It involves taking the time to think before we speak, considering the impact that our words may have on those around us. This can help us to be more mindful in our interactions with others, as well as helping us to reduce anxiety by allowing us to be present in the moment and focus on what we are saying. When engaging in mindful communication, it is important to remember that everyone has different perspectives and experiences which shape their understanding of language. We should strive for clarity when speaking so that our message is understood correctly. Additionally, it can be helpful to take a few moments before responding or reacting emotionally so that we can consider how best to express ourselves without causing harm. Finally, mindful communication also encourages active listening, paying attention not only to what someone else is saying but also their body language and tone of voice. By doing this, we can better understand where someone else is coming from and respond accordingly. Main idea number 10. Mindful listening is a practice of being aware and present in the moment while actively engaging with another person. It involves paying attention to our thoughts, feelings, and reactions as we listen to what someone else has to say. This type of mindful listening can help us reduce anxiety by allowing us to be more focused on the impact of our words rather than worrying about how we are perceived or judged by others. Additionally, it helps us become better listeners because it encourages us to really take in what the other person is saying without getting distracted or overwhelmed. The Mindful Way Through Anxiety: Break Free from Chronic Worry and Reclaim Your Life by Susan M. or Silone Lisbeth Romer provides an excellent guide for practicing mindful listening. The authors suggest that when engaging in conversations with others, we should focus on understanding their perspective instead of trying to prove them wrong or make ourselves look good. They also recommend taking pauses throughout conversations so that both parties have time to reflect on what was said before continuing further discussion. By incorporating mindful listening into our daily lives, we can create meaningful connections with those around us while reducing stress levels at the same time. Not only will this help improve communication between people, but it will also allow individuals to gain insight into themselves as they learn how their own thoughts and emotions affect their interactions with others. Main idea number 11. Mindful relationships involve being aware of our thoughts and feelings, as well as how they affect others. This type of relationship encourages us to be present in the moment and focus on the impact of our words. It can help reduce anxiety by allowing us to take a step back from stressful situations and observe them objectively. Mindful relationships also encourage us to practice self-compassion, which is essential for healthy communication with others. In mindful relationships, we strive to be open-minded and non-judgmental when communicating with each other. We learn to listen deeply without interruption or criticism so that we can better understand one another's perspectives. We also work together towards mutual understanding by expressing ourselves clearly while respecting each other's boundaries. By practicing mindfulness in our relationships, we are able to create an environment where both parties feel safe enough to express their true selves without fear of judgment or rejection. This allows for more meaningful connections between individuals that foster trust and respect. Main idea number 12. Mindful self-care is a practice of being aware of our needs and taking care of ourselves. It involves paying attention to the present moment, noticing how we are feeling physically, emotionally, and mentally. This can help us to identify what we need in order to feel better or more balanced. We can then take action to meet those needs in ways that are healthy for us. Mindful self-care helps reduce anxiety by allowing us to be present in the moment and focus on our own needs instead of worrying about things outside our control. It also encourages us to recognize when we're feeling overwhelmed or stressed out so that we can take steps towards managing it before it gets too overwhelming. Finally, mindful self-care allows us to appreciate ourselves for who we are and all that we do. Main idea number 13. Mindful stress management is a practice of being aware of our thoughts and feelings and how they affect our stress levels. It involves paying attention to the present moment, without judgment or criticism, in order to gain insight into what we are feeling and thinking. This can help us identify patterns that may be contributing to our anxiety, such as rumination or catastrophizing. By recognizing these patterns, we can begin to make changes that will reduce our overall stress levels. The practice also encourages us to focus on positive aspects of life rather than dwelling on negative ones. We can learn how to recognize when we are becoming overwhelmed by stressful situations and take steps towards calming ourselves down before it gets too intense. Mindful stress management helps us become more mindful of the impact that our thoughts have on our emotions so that we can better manage them. Finally, mindful stress management teaches us how to accept difficult emotions without judging ourselves for having them. This allows us to move through challenging times with greater ease and resilience while still taking care of ourselves emotionally. Main idea number 14. Mindful problem solving is a practice of being aware of our thoughts and feelings and how they affect our ability to solve problems. It involves taking the time to pause and reflect on what we are thinking or feeling in order to gain insight into why we may be having difficulty solving a particular issue. By doing this, we can better understand the underlying causes of our anxiety or stress related to the problem at hand. This understanding can help us develop more effective strategies for addressing it. The mindful approach also encourages us to focus on the present moment rather than worrying about potential future outcomes that may never come true. This helps reduce anxiety by allowing us to stay grounded in reality instead of getting caught up in anxious thoughts about what might happen if things don't go as planned. Additionally, it allows us to recognize when our emotions are influencing our decision-making process so that we can make more informed choices. Overall, mindful problem-solving is an effective way for individuals struggling with anxiety or stress-related issues to gain greater control over their thought processes and reactions. By becoming aware of how their thoughts and feelings influence their behavior, they can learn how best to manage them in order to achieve successful outcomes. Main idea number 15. Mindful relaxation is a practice of being aware of our thoughts and feelings and how they affect our ability to relax. It involves paying attention to the present moment without judgment, allowing us to observe our thoughts and emotions objectively. This can help us become more mindful of how we are feeling in any given moment, which can lead to greater self-awareness and understanding. By recognizing when we are feeling anxious or overwhelmed, we can take steps towards calming ourselves down. The practice also encourages us to focus on the physical sensations associated with anxiety, such as tightness in the chest or stomach, rapid breathing, or tension in the muscles. We can then use deep breathing exercises or progressive muscle relaxation techniques to reduce these symptoms. Additionally, mindfulness meditation practices such as body scans may be used to further promote relaxation by helping us become aware of each part of our body from head to toe. Mindful relaxation is an effective way for managing stress and anxiety because it helps us recognize when we are becoming overwhelmed so that we can take action before things get out of hand. With regular practice over time, this technique has been shown to improve overall well-being by reducing levels of stress hormones like cortisol while increasing positive emotions like joy. Main idea number 16. Mindful coping is a practice of being aware of our thoughts and feelings and how they affect our ability to cope with difficult situations. It involves paying attention to the present moment, without judgment or criticism, in order to gain insight into our own reactions and responses. By doing this, we can become more mindful of how we are feeling in any given situation and be better equipped to handle it. The goal of mindful coping is not necessarily to eliminate all negative emotions, but rather to recognize them as part of life's experiences. This allows us to accept these feelings without becoming overwhelmed by them or allowing them to take control over our lives. Mindful coping also helps us identify patterns in our thinking that may be contributing factors for anxiety so that we can work on changing those thought processes. By practicing mindful coping techniques such as deep breathing exercises, meditation, journaling, yoga, or other relaxation methods regularly, we can learn how best manage stressors when they arise. Additionally, engaging in activities like mindfulness-based cognitive therapy, MBCT, can help us develop skills for managing difficult emotions while increasing self-awareness and understanding. Main idea number 17. Mindful self-reflection is a practice of being aware of our thoughts and feelings, and how they affect our self-reflection. It involves taking the time to pause and observe what we are thinking or feeling in any given moment without judgment. This can help us to become more mindful of our inner experience, allowing us to gain insight into ourselves and better understand why we think or feel certain ways. By doing this, it can help reduce anxiety by allowing us to be present in the moment and focus on the impact of our thoughts and feelings. Mindful self-reflection also helps us identify patterns that may be contributing to anxious thoughts or behaviors. We can then work towards changing these patterns so that we can move forward with greater clarity about who we are as individuals. Additionally, mindful self-reflection allows us to recognize when we need additional support from others, such as friends, family members, therapists, or other professionals. Overall, mindful self-reflection is an important tool for managing anxiety because it encourages awareness of one's own mental health needs while providing insight into how best to address them. With regular practice over time, it can lead to improved emotional regulation skills, which will ultimately result in increased well-being. Main idea number 18. Mindful goal setting is a practice of being aware of our thoughts and feelings and how they affect our ability to set and achieve goals. It involves taking the time to reflect on what we want to accomplish, why it's important, and how we can best go about achieving it. This process helps us become more mindful of our own motivations, strengths, weaknesses, values, and beliefs that may be influencing our decisions. By understanding these factors better, we can create realistic goals that are achievable within a reasonable time frame. The practice also encourages us to stay present in the moment as we work towards achieving those goals. We learn to recognize when anxiety or other negative emotions arise so that we can take steps to address them before they interfere with progress. Mindful goal setting allows us to remain focused on the task at hand while still being aware of any potential obstacles or distractions along the way. Ultimately, this approach helps reduce stress by allowing us to be mindful of both short-term successes as well as long-term objectives. With regular practice over time, mindful goal setting can help increase motivation levels while providing clarity around what needs to be done in order for success. Main idea number 19. Mindful decision-making is a practice of being aware of our thoughts and feelings and how they affect our ability to make decisions. It involves taking the time to pause, reflect on what we are feeling, and consider the consequences of any potential choices before making a decision. This can help us to be more mindful in our decision-making process by allowing us to take into account both short-term and long-term impacts. By doing this, we can ensure that we are making decisions based on thoughtful consideration rather than impulsivity or emotion. Mindful decision-making also helps reduce anxiety by allowing us to be present in the moment and focus on the impact of our thoughts and feelings. We can become more aware of how these emotions may influence our decisions, which allows us to make better choices for ourselves. Additionally, it encourages self-reflection so that we can gain insight into why certain decisions were made or why certain reactions occurred. Overall, mindful decision-making is an important tool for managing anxiety as it enables us to take control over our lives by being conscious about how we think and feel when making decisions. By practicing mindfulness in this way, we can create healthier habits around decision-making that will ultimately lead to greater peace of mind. Main idea number 20. Mindful living is a practice of being aware of our thoughts and feelings and how they affect our daily lives. It encourages us to be present in the moment, rather than worrying about the future or ruminating on the past. By paying attention to our inner experience, we can become more aware of how our thoughts and emotions shape our behavior. This awareness can help us make better decisions that are based on what is best for ourselves and those around us. Mindful living also helps reduce anxiety by allowing us to focus on the impact of our thoughts and feelings instead of getting caught up in them. We learn to observe these experiences without judgment or criticism, which allows us to gain insight into why we feel certain ways in different situations. With this understanding, we can then take steps towards making positive changes that will lead to healthier outcomes. Finally, mindful living teaches us how to respond with kindness when faced with difficult emotions such as fear or anger. Instead of reacting impulsively or lashing out at others, we learn how to pause before responding so that we can choose a response that reflects compassion for ourselves and others. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.